5.3.5. Advocacy and Awareness. The final collection of findings, Advocacy and Awareness, related to the UNCRPD preamble, and Articles 2, 5, 8, 9, 10, 17, 19, 23, and 28. 4 out of 11 interviewees had not heard of UNCRPD. However, all of the interviewees displayed an intimate understanding and awareness of the standard of living the person they supported was entitled to. Articles 19 and 28 of the UNCRPD are particularly relevant to this monitoring research, referencing the right to live independently and being included in the community, and access to an adequate standard of living and social protection. However, there was a perception amongst the interviewees that UNCRPD did not apply to people with multiple and complex disabilities, as they were put in the too hard basket. All of the interviewees were committed to improving their disabled family members' living conditions. Knowledge and advocacy support was amassed through peer support groups and collective action, rather than other key stakeholders such as service providers, government agencies, or the wider disability community. However, families also articulated that despite their advocacy efforts, community living arrangements would never meet the best interests, will and preference of their disabled family member, in the way that could be met within the family home. This had generated some resistance towards transitioning family members into the community. For others, who had transitioned their family member into a community living arrangement, or for families who were thinking about it, there was a sense of feeling forced to compromise between the disabled family member's health and well-being, and the health and well-being of the wider family, particularly as the disabled person and their primary caregivers aged.